This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, January 11th, 2024. We'll finish Yud Dalet Amud Aleph 14a. It is the third section. It's the blue text. We're trying to answer the question, Mai Beinayu, what's the difference between, right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it depends on rain from, you know, this year, last year, right, or water from this year, last year, versus Rabbi Akiva, right, rainwater versus the need for additional water. So Amar Rabbi Abau says, Bitsalim hasarisim upul amitri ikibeinayu. Right, that the saris is a eunuch, so that is an interesting way to refer to seedless onions. And pul hamitzri, right, that's that cow bean. I would suggest cow peas, right? Probably Google that, see what that is. But it's certainly some type of legume. So that is, right, igamenayo, that's the difference between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. It's not, we learned in a Mishnah, Bitsalim hasarisim upul hamitzri, right? The seedless onions and the cowpeas. Shemana mehen mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You kind of deprive them of water, right? 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Misasrin l'she'avar. So then they go meister their tithe based on the previous year. Mutarim b'shvis. Right, if you did this, if it was 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, they're permitted in Shvi'is because they're considered growth of the sixth year. Ve'im lav, but if not, asurin b'Shvi'is, right, if you did not prevent water, right, deprive them of water from the previous, from those 30 days, asurin b'Shvi'is, it is prohibited, those become Shemitah vegetables, umis asrin lishana haba, and they become, right, tithe based on the following year. But here, clearly the determining factor is when the water, right, which year the water is from, it's still growing from that water, i.e. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and not the type of produce, Rabbi Akiva. All right, so this Mishnah would be a good difference, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Okay, now we, all right, moving along, the Echad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, according to Beis Shammai, right, Beis Hillel rejoinder is to Bishvat, as we are familiar with, but on the first of the month of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. My time, what? Why is that the cutoff, right? Why is that the date? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, Ho'el v'yatsu rov gishmei shana, right? That most of the rain has already fallen, right? And therefore, anything that starts to grow after is already now from the new year. Anything grown before is from the old year's rain. And still, most of the season is outside of this time. I mean, most of the season is still to come. Right? The season of Tzkufa is essentially what we call a season, right? 3 months out of the year. But you're going all the way from the winter all the way into the spring. It's a long way to go. So my Kama, right? The Gemara says, wait a minute. What do those two things have to do with each other? Okay, I understand the rain. Who cares about the season? So Hachik Amar, this is what it says. Afal pisha rov tchufa mibachutz. Even though, right, you might say, well, the season is still the season. It's the same season. We should count it as the same. Ha'il v'yatu rov gishmei shana. Since the majority of the rain's already fallen, that will, right, that feeds the year before. Anything growing after is being fed from the next year. That's why this is a good cutoff. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbis have taught Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. There's a story happened with Rabbi Akiva. Shelikhet esrog be'echad b'shvat, right? That he picked an esrog on the first of Shvat. V'nog bo shnei isurin, and he did ma'aser. He gave two ma'asers on that esrog. Right? Now again, if that's the cutoff and it's between years 2 and 3, so it would be right ma'aser ani and ma'aser sheni. I guess you got to come back tomorrow. We'll figure out What is Rabbi Akiva doing? Who is he paskening like? Why is he taking two different tithes? For that, you got to come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.